This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's past the hour. It is the DJB Show. I'm Victoria Keelan. Doug Steffen will be along momentarily. And Jennifer Horn, our beloved radio sister, is taking a week off for a much-needed vacation. She works like 17 jobs, so we're happy that Jen has some time off. And we will all be together again starting next week with the new year. And who isn't really looking forward to 2021? For whatever reason, for many reasons, 2021 cannot come soon enough. And part of it, of course, is because of COVID. We've been dealing with this now for almost, we're coming up on a year. It's been a year since it was discovered in Wuhan, and we all know how the rest of the year went. And so this new COVID strain that's been hitting the UK is now officially here stateside. A Colorado man has the variant of the coronavirus that earlier this week the UK confirmed was a new strain that they had not seen before that was much more highly transmissible. But so far, all health officials have said they have not seen any indication that it is more deadly. So that there is some good news there. However, it is spreading much faster. And so this first known case of this strain that originated in the UK is now in the US in Colorado. The man is in his 20s. He's in isolation in Elbert County. He has no travel history. So the statement from the public health officials in Colorado is that they are working to identify people that he's had contacts with over the last several weeks. And we are not even told what his condition is. We assume that he's okay. He's in his 20s. So we're going to assume that he's in okay condition. But they are trying to track down everyone that he's come in contact with since September, which is when the variant first showed up in the UK. So it's, yet another chapter in COVID.
So is this going to be, though, another one of, it is another, yeah, I think the right word is another. But then when we get the tone, and I'm talking about yours, I was watching something last night, and this was breaking news. So there's one guy who has this strain. And maybe he's been in contact with other people. And, yeah, he's in his 20s.
I'm sure it's more than one, yeah.
Yeah, okay. But it still is, what do we know about the we collectively? What does the world know about how serious this particular strain is? What is the United Kingdom?
Yeah, from the UK, and obviously they've been very transparent with us about, and with the rest of Europe, really. They've been, as soon as they identified this new strain, they let everyone know, which is what triggered the mandatory testing and flight cancellations coming from the UK. So certain places, if you're originating a flight from the UK or passing through, you have to have a mandatory test before you can actually fly to certain places. And in some cases, countries have just banned flights from the UK because of this new strain. So all we know is that it spreads much more quickly. But in terms of how, you know, what the morbidity rate is, it might be too soon to tell. But apparently people think that it is not any more deadly than the current strain that we're dealing with here.
Well, somebody said there wasn't any. That's the trouble. People say things and they don't really know what the hell they're talking about, as we know.
I mean, that's based on what the scientists in the UK have said.
You look back to what we all were talking about in March and April, and we sound like we have a paper butt when you listen back to some of that stuff that was said, because people jump to conclusions, they get all excited, the news media works everybody up, and you want to really work somebody up, and this is it, somebody, some scientist, some person, all right, who's the person who said this? I don't know who it is, so am I being irresponsible by repeating what I'm about to say? That's what I'm setting it up. You remind me of me. You're so impatient. Let's go. Let's get
there. Well, no, I don't like circuitous, you know,
right, well,
thoughts.
In terms of what the world may face, there are some who say this will never go away, that one strain will develop, another strain goes away, it continues and goes on and on and on and on, like the SARS, the virus that we never found an antidote for, is still around, kind of. As a matter of fact, some people think that it's a relative of the current COVID. It has been subtle. It's been
similar.
There. It's been up. It's been down.
Yeah.
It's been around. People
well,
have had it in Africa.
Think about the common cold. How long has that been around?
Forever, and there's no cure. Nobody knows what really causes it.
Yeah. But some virologists have said we don't know because the science hasn't gone back that far. But the current common cold could be any number of deadly viruses that existed during the Middle Ages. And it's just, you know, I mean, it could be anything that wiped out entire, it could be the Black Plague, like, we don't know. It
Some
could be
variant.
Anything that has just mutated throughout centuries, and this is what it's down to, is the common cold with some sniffles. You know, no one dies from the common cold anymore. But people still die from the flu. We talk about that a lot.
Yeah,
so,
more
you know,
and
this,
more.
We don't know. Yeah,
stuff.
We don't know what this will end up being, but you know, it's just time will tell.
I noticed
it's just good in the preliminary research. I think it's a good thing that they're saying that this is not any more deadly. They just know it's more highly transmissible.
I don't want them to use this as another excuse to control the population, as a way to control and put in essence, not that the majority of people that are in charge are trying to put people out of business. But there is also another theory, you want to talk about conspiratorial theories, that some of this can be related to some of the huge businesses, including agribusinesses. The farmers are talking about this. They want to put all the little guys out of business. They put this stuff just wipes out so many, the lighter end of any business, those who are not, that don't have deep pockets, they go away. So the big companies get bigger and bigger and stronger, and the little guys go away.
Well, that happens.
And that's what this has caused.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. A big business versus the little guy. And there's an argument for that here. Meanwhile, Dr. Drew, who's been on the air with Jennifer in Los Angeles, I wonder what this does to her. I see he's got COVID. He was posting on Instagram yesterday. So did you ask Jennifer?
I texted her, but I didn't hear back from her. So I'm not sure what if she's just really unplugged for the week or if there's something else going on. I don't know. But he's on his wife posted. He didn't look great. He's in bed and he was drinking lots of Hydralyte and he had bottles of electrolyte stuff around him. So and apparently he had a high fever. The fever was coming down as his wife posted this update yesterday. And so she said that he was in bed following. He had numerous doctors who had been working with him. And so I guess his fever was on its way back down, which was a good thing.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
one wonders whether he got it there. He's 68. But he got it in the studio with Jennifer when he was there last week. Because it's been, that certainly has had taken its toll on that radio station as well. All right. So anyway, we got all of this stuff. Want some good news? How about some good news? Home prices have jumped by 8%. How about that? And then people say, wait a minute, why? Well, because a lot of people are moving out of the big cities into suburbia and into areas where there is less population because they figure there is less of a chance they'll get the bad booger from being...
I actually don't think that's part of it. I have a lot of friends who moved out of New York City, and it's a space issue. So if you have money, people want, you know, people realize, okay, I'm at home, I'm in an apartment in whatever, pick any major city.
Well, because of working at home, you mean.
And I'm living, I'm working from home, the kids are doing homeschooling, we're trying to have a home gym. All this stuff is creating a need for a bigger space. And so a lot of the data coming from different realtors and, you know, groups around the country are saying that that's the number one thing they're seeing is that people who have money are spending a lot of money to, like, triple their space because they want home workouts, bigger kitchens, home office, things like that.
It's so all
I don't
related,
really think it's fear
though.
Of the virus. It's
I think it's a little of both. It would seem the
know.
People who are in the big city, well, I understand. That's weird.
A lot of people who leave, a lot of people who leave New York City, I mean, there are several hundred thousand people have changed their address out of New York City. And they all moved to the Hamptons and down here to Jersey, and they moved into mansions. So I don't think it's because of fear of the virus. The virus is all over Long Island and all over New Jersey. It's actually worse in Jersey than it is in Manhattan. So I just don't know. I don't
the numbers are about 1 million people have migrated out of California this year for this reason, for that reason, for other reasons, the mismanagement of the state, the mess that the coronavirus has created there. People can't live their lives, so they want to go somewhere where they can. Mm-hmm. They have, you know, people with money, as you suggested, can go to pretty much wherever they want to. So that's why the biggest gains in Phoenix, for example, the prices are up almost 13% from a year ago. Seattle, 11, almost 12%. San Diego has an up, too, because San Diego, it's funny, San Diego is never considered part of California. People mostly think of California as Los Angeles and San Francisco, and that's where the biggest problems are, because that's where the, you know, there's plenty of people live in San Diego, but the concentration of stupid is in Los Angeles and in San Francisco. So there is a move out and away, and so, I mean, I see it here in Massachusetts where I am. We don't have any inventory in suburban Boston. People have moved out, and that's why you dismissed me saying that it was pretty much the virus, but people around here who are moving out of Boston and moving into the suburbs will tell you that's exactly why they're moving, because they want some space, and yeah, maybe they've got their space is what they want in terms of working, yes, but also away from people, away from that hustle and bustle of being walking up down the street, and you can't distance because, you know, everybody's on top of each other.
How do you think Boston is being hit that hard? When we think of other major cities, Boston never really crossed my mind as a city that was hit that hard. There's so many of the population in Boston are college kids who went home. That was one of the reasons why Boston was sort of, you know, spared the same way, in ways that it was not spared in, you know, major cities like Manhattan and Los Angeles.
Well, at any rate, so you've got your thoughts in mind on this past year. We spent a little time today talking about the past year a little bit and maybe looking ahead to the future. Tomorrow we'll be doing the countdown in a couple of the hours of the program, looking back at 19, listen to this.
Let's go back to any different
1998, year, right? Yeah, okay.
We'll party like it's 1999.
Yeah. You know, the Russians have had some numbers that have been pretty, they've finally, you love that word, have finally come out with the truth about the numbers, and apparently three times the number of people thought to have died from COVID have actually died in Russia. You know, there hasn't been much info coming out of Russia.
So if that's what they're telling us, then it's six times the number.
Right, exactly. Chinese would be 10 times.
Right. Oh, yeah, for sure.
So let's clean up our act, shall we? Let's get our nose clean. More and more people. This has become a great product. I'm happy that we're talking about it on the air and that we're able to give you the ideas of how to make your life a little more normal. The clean way of dealing with some of this stuff isn't drugs and it isn't running away. It's cleaning up your body. And all the things that affect you come either through your nose or your eyes. So if that's the case, here we go with the perfect way for you to have hygiene in your nose. It's sort of the new normal. That's what Navaj says anyway. Here's the new normal. See if you can take advantage of it. Navaj is a nasal care system. Your nose is your body's air filter. So with the Navaj system, you keep it clean. Get rid of the stuff that's in the air that you're breathing, that you're exposed to. Every day you can do this, morning and night, as many times as you feel like your nose is stuffy. So check it out, Navaj.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
23 after the hour now on the DJV Wednesday program. It's December the 30th. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan and I are now about to go through the trending stories and I guess the business of the stimulus payments. We've got a couple of things there. Why don't you go through them and we'll see where we go, where the first story leads us.
Well, of course, you know, what's trending right now are the stimulus payments. And so as of this week or potentially the beginning of next week, the $600 payments, those direct payments will start to go out. And the unemployment bonuses or whatever you want to call it, the increase in the relief, depending on what state you're in, it's anywhere between $130 and $300 a week. That will also begin starting next week. In the state of New York, Governor Cuomo said last night that if you are already on unemployment, you don't need to do anything additional. Just keep certifying your weekly, you know, saying, calling up every week and saying, no, I'm still unemployed, and you don't have to do anything extra. That extra money will be there starting next Sunday. In going back into D.C., Mitch McConnell did what a lot of people expected him to do. On Tuesday, he blocked any effort to pass a measure to increase those direct stimulus payments from $600 to $2,000. At some point, I mean, this is why, you know, he's the one who holds all the power, which is really ridiculous,
sick.
I think, and unfair.
Any one person, Pelosi, all these people have way too much power. I thought it was interesting. Rand Paul,
the gatekeeper,
also
of this,
is, yeah. And Kentucky, in the meantime, is hurting because of all the federal aid that they get there. So whether Mitch McConnell is just deaf, he thinks he's so powerful he can get reelected. He just got reelected again. Mm-hmm. I heard somebody say yesterday there was a recall effort being organized by the person who opposed him, and I forget who that was.
Amy McGrath.
Yeah, because of this sort of thing. And wow. You know what? It's time for something to happen to him. And it was when Harry Reid left, he knew he wasn't going to get reelected. He was the equivalent of Mitch McConnell on the Democratic side before the Republicans got control of the Senate. And it's the same thing. It's outrageous. And we keep saying this, and people keep throwing brickbats at the guy. He doesn't seem to give a damn one way or another. Maybe he's senile. Maybe he's just so lustful.
No, I don't think he's senile. He's maniacal.
Okay. So at what point does this guy, what is he, 86 or something? How long is he?
I don't even know.
He's been there for 41 years. I know that.
And
it's, enough is enough already.
I know. Well, the problem, though, is he knows he has all the power. He refused to take it to a vote. The minority leader, Chuck Schumer, attempted to pass this change yesterday to the spending bill through a unanimous consent request on the Senate floor, which means everyone can just, instead of voting, they all just agree not to contest it. Any one senator, though, who had an issue with it can halt the whole thing. And so, of course, that was Mitch McConnell. So he said, he teased that potentially they might take it to a vote by the end of the week, but now he's going back at Trump, and now we're locked in this Trump versus McConnell thing, where McConnell went back and said there are three different things that the president wants, and he's not going to pass this $2,000 stimulus package unless he basically eliminates Section 230. He's going back and forth on tech companies and the stuff that Mitch McConnell wants to pass, essentially holding the nation hostage.
If you look deeply into this, one of the other things that's trending that I saw late last night, apparently $31 million of the stimulus package has been organized or orchestrated to go to three or four big donors to Ted Cruz's campaign. If you look at the stats, and there are other senators who have put pork into this that help their constituents,
sure.
But Cruz is the worst example, if you will, or maybe the best example, depending on how you look at it, of someone who can take the system or work the system to get $31 million worth of aid for a few of his constituents who donated or raised lots of money for his campaign. So there's a weakness or a sickness in the program, and also, maybe if it hasn't started to trend yet, it ought to. It's 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. At SEMA 360, Chevrolet will showcase a 1977 K5 Blazer converted to all-electric propulsion. The K5 Blazer E is a functional proof of concept of the upcoming electric, connected, and cruise package. Chevrolet Performance plans to sell in the second half of 2021. During the virtual event, Chevrolet Performance will survey SEMA members interested in building their own electric projects to help finalize Chevrolet's initial e-crate offer. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After blocking a Senate move to vote on increasing coronavirus stimulus checks on Tuesday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell introduced an alternative proposal. In it, the checks are increased from $600 to $2,000, but it comes with attachments that may not work. Probing allegations of election fraud and a repeal of Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which protects social media platforms from being sued, are included. Congressman-elect Luke Letlow of Louisiana's 5th District died Tuesday evening from a heart attack brought on by COVID-19. He was 41 years old. Thousands of residents in Aspen, Colorado were left without heat during the near-zero-degree weather after vandals, possibly green activists from the environmental group Earth First, attacked the city's natural gas system Monday. The vandals reportedly attacked three separate Black Hills Energy gas lines, one in Aspen and two in Pitkin County, affecting roughly nearly 3,500 residents. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When the stimulus checks finally hit your bank account, will it be $2,000 or $600? Former chief economist for the U.S. Trade Commission, Peter Morici, tells Fox News it will probably be the latter.
Well, I don't think we're going to get this $2,000. I think we're going to roll into the next Congress and into the Biden administration. I may be wrong. It certainly would be helpful. The stimulus that we have, $900 billion, is going to help at the micro level, you know, the transit systems and some state and local services and so forth. But it's not going to give us the lift we need. This additional money would help, and I'm kind of disappointed that the President and the Senate and the House can't come to a more reasonable conclusion. But this is where we are.
Mr. Morici says what he would like to see happen next.
My feeling is that we have neglected the unemployed in this whole episode, and when we come out of this, which will be the second half of this year, there are going to be a lot of people who are in the wrong places and with the wrong skills. After all, a lot of those sandwich shops are not going to reopen if folks only go to the office 2 or 3 days a week in Manhattan.
Right.
Those people need to be retrained, and in many cases, they need to be relocated, because I don't know that they're going to find opportunities, for example, in New York City, Chicago, Seattle, given the present state of political affairs in those cities. I mean, no one's going to be relocating any businesses into those places with dumpster fires and all the rest.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wednesday, December the 30th on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer off this week. We'll be here tomorrow to go through a lot of the things from the year. We have a kind of special year-end program for the first of the year. And I thought to myself, why am I doing a year-end program for the first the first of the year? We ought to have some other. Well, we'll put pieces of things together because Victoria and Phil, the cowards that they are, don't want to work on New Year's Day. I don't mind. Listen, this is just fun being here with everybody, yakking about what's going on, sort of a universal thing, for me anyway. It almost seems when I, although I have the last 3 or 4 years, as you know, Victoria, started to travel a little, take a trip in the spring and take a trip in the fall. And this year I feel like I'm, like everybody else, kind of left out in the cold because I wanted to do that and haven't been able to. So when I'm here and I'm able to, I find that it is natural for me to do the radio program. It just feels like the right way to spend a few hours a day with people talking about what's going on and stuff. So I actually miss it when I'm not here. And I know that everybody needs to change once in a while, but I think there's so much going on. And it's for people, I hear this from time to time, and I will admit to it myself, it's a sort of cathartic experience to be able to just get it off your chest, you know? Just, okay, this is it. This is what's going on. This is how I feel about it. And so moving into that mindset is kind of a cool thing every day. And I feel like this is a favor in a manner of speaking. But most people, you know, they're not like me. But okay, let's have some time off. Let's have some time away. With me, this is, it's good. It's a great feeling to be here and to be able to ask questions and give advice, maybe give thanks and move into whatever the next deal is. And I see that, speaking of passings, that Pierre Cardin, how many people your age, Victoria, know who Pierre Cardin was? Do you think the designer, do you know who he was?
Well, I'm a fan of fashion, so yes, I do know who he was in the fashion, in the high fashion sense, back in the 50s and 60s. I would say the average person my age knows of maybe some of the Pierre Cardin label in TJ Maxx. It was slapped on everything, whether it's cheap cologne or a beach towel.
It became it was cheapened by him giving in to all of the money. But his name, when first it became iconic, was in the early 60s. He was somebody who I remember because, you know, I've told you a number of times, my father was in the clothing business, and I worked with my father for 6 or 7 years here and there, even when I was in high school. And one of the things that we ran into more often than not was the Pierre Cardin label. Mm-hmm. The company that my father worked with was the largest manufacturer of men's, boys, and suits and sport coats in the world. It was a blind label, so you put anybody's label in it. And Cardin's name was one of those names that was always there, always on the rack. Always people were talking about it. Johnny Carson used to joke about it. As a matter of fact, Johnny Carson started his own line of clothing that was a knockoff of Pierre Cardin's look in the 70s. Anyway, so, and his signature. There were a lot of people who sold a lot of his things. He made a lot of money, this guy. He had a good life, passed away at the age of 98. And I'm not sure whether he lived in Paris all of his life or in France. I think he spent a lot of time here in America. He was a tailor. The kid started as a teenage tailor. Yeah. Doesn't that sound like, that sounds like a movie.
That's how all those designers started back in the day. And, you know, I mean, that's all of the great designers. Oscar de la Renta also started as a tailor's mm-hmm. apprentice at a young age. So that's... And Alexander McQueen, same thing. A lot of them, that was just the way to go. They worked in small fashion houses in either Milan or in Paris. Yeah. And that's how they, you know, got their start. I mean, Pierre Cardin, and I give him credit, he made a lot of money by selling out.
YSL. So, that was another one that sold out.
Yves Saint Laurent, yeah.
Yves Saint Laurent, yeah.
And so, I mean, look, Pierre Cardin made a lot of money. He ended up buying the famous French restaurant Maxime's. So he bought a lot of real estate. I'm sure he left his family with a huge fortune.
Yeah. Good.
Unfortunately, you know, when you sell out that much and you license everything, you know, you're left with a legacy of crap.
You water it down a good deal. Who would you say today is the equivalent, the modern-day equivalent of Pierre Cardin? Who's around now designing things that people are paying attention to? I'm not in the fashion business. You kind of are. At least you're aware of it. You're knowledgeable, cognizant. So who would be the current-day equivalent of Pierre Cardin? Men? Women, who's around doing that stuff?
Well, I mean, in terms of, like, licensing and cheapening the brand?
Well, no.
Because that's kind of become a little bit of Ralph Lauren and Tommy Hilfiger. They've gone so mainstream. You know, if you look at it's a lot of the fashion, you know, moguls who are true designers have died. Karl Lagerfeld died last year, the year before. And he was, I would say he was kind of like the last of that old guard, and he designed for Chanel, and now it's just other, you know, much lesser known names are stepping into those roles. It used to just be one head designer for whatever the label was, and then, you know, and then a bunch of people working under. Now it's sort of the labels first, and we don't really know much about the designers who are the head designers. So it's kind of a shift in the fashion world, for sure.
Here's the story of a fellow hiking in the foothills north of Salt Lake City this weekend. He fell 100 feet. Guess what he was doing?
Oh, no. Another selfie?
Yep. Oh. I was walking near the base of Ensign Peak, about a mile from Salt Lake City. He slipped and fell 100 feet. He got too close to the edge, took a picture of himself, and tumbled halfway down the cliff into a rock quarry, and then I guess was rescued. He had no identity. He hurt. He broke his leg and his pelvis. But you can imagine there have been images posted of this guy hanging over the edge, and he couldn't.
Why don't people learn? I don't get it. I just don't understand.
Lindsay Vonn. I've always thought she was something special. I don't know whatever there is about her. She was supposed to marry this hockey guy, P.K.
Subban.
Is that how you pronounce it? Subban?
Subban, yep.
Subban. All right, so now they're not. What happened?
No one knows. This came as a big surprise yesterday because they've been together for more than 3 years. They seem like just a wonderful couple, always very affectionate, always laughing. I don't know. As of November, Lindsey Vonn did an interview with TMZ and said that they were looking to reschedule their wedding for 2021 because it was supposed to happen, I think, in June. So I don't know. It could be too much togetherness during quarantine, which we know has broken up a lot of couples. I don't know. Or something.
I'll hand it to you. You've done a great job with your husband working there, and
not every couple has been. It hasn't been a cakewalk for everybody. So
yeah.
You know, yeah, it's sad, but I feel sorry for her because I really like her.
I do too.
She's had some very high profile romances that have, you know, ended in engagement and then ended before the marriage. So
there's got to be something there. You remember, she reminds me. Well, do you remember Peekaboo?
Peekaboo Street. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, is there a similarity in the way they have
blonde
lived? Yeah.
I think that's where it ends. But
yeah, that's right. Maybe that's what I paid attention to.
I think that's exactly it.
Something silly like that. Yeah. There's a recommendation today for those of us who like sugar to consume less of it. It shows up in a manner of speaking, you know, a lot of people who drink a lot, who have a lot of alcohol in their system, don't realize or don't think about how much sugar there is in alcohol. I mean, I'm cut way back on my sugar since I had the TIA. I don't have anywhere near as much chocolate. I might have a little bit of ice cream here and there. I found that pies don't appeal to me anymore.
About sugar. Once you start cutting it out, everything tastes sweeter, and you want less and less of it. Sugar is a crazy drug. It really is. And they've done brain scans where it fires off the pleasure areas of your brain that, like, if you're on crack, it's just nuts.
Right. Well, so anyway, if you're consuming 2,000 calories a day, that works out to about 200 calories of added sugar. So if you're drinking Coca-Cola, for example, there are 39 grams of sugar there.
Ugh.
And that leads to 140 calories. This stuff, Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, Dr. Pepper, all of those drinks are rotten for your brain.
39 grams of sugar in one can.
Like, yeah, yeah. That's why they sell the stuff. Yeah.
Ugh.
Really, this is horrible stuff. So,
and people never just drink one can.
No. My sister's been addicted to this stuff for...
Yeah.
I mean, you can go into her garage and she's got a big tub full of empty cans of this stuff. Oh. And it is one of those things that has been quite... You know, drugs are different. Drugs have that aura around, oh, I don't want to do drugs. Sugar's right. a drug. I'll be the first to admit that it's something, and I'm happy to be to get away from it. And
You're
one of the good
the habit.
Yeah, I am. I'm kicking the habit. That does sound kind of funny, but kind of true. Cardi B up next. She's threatened another singer. We'll find out what the story is behind that story in a matter of moments here. 44 after the hour on the DJV program. If you're taking care of your body like I hope you are, you're having the end of the year, okay. You can stop early. There's no reason to have a big party on New Year's other than, yeah, okay, let's celebrate the new year and hope and pray and think ahead to a better, much better year. So maybe you've started your diet program already, your exercise program. You're on to, you're really going to take seriously what I've said about Calitrin all year long. Get on to the program, but also make sure you're taking care of your brain as well. There's a dietary supplement around called Prevagen, P-R-E-V-A-G-A-N. It is aimed at keeping your brain healthy because as we get older, you know, you start to, you know, they call it, the doctors call it cognitive decline. Well, you forget stuff. You forget names, that sort of thing. We all do it. We're all in that department. I mean, how many times you hear me as we're having conversations, I can't quite remember that name. And my mind is really very agile. And, you know, it is a part of where we are. So take care of your brain. Add this brain health supplement, Prevagen, to your daily routine. Whenever you take all the rest of your supplements, take Prevagen as well. I take it at night, actually. It has a lot of vitamin D in it. Very cool for lots of different reasons. But help yourself to a healthier brain. That's the message here. Think of your brain as the most important part of your body, and it is your heart and your brain. Without that, forget it. Add Prevagen to your daily supplemental routine. That's the advice here. And you'll have a healthier brain and a better life. Prevagen, P-R-E-V-A-G-E-N.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients, just like you, reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information appraisal and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
All right. Swing and sway with Cardi B.
I like million dollar deals with my pants.
She likes expensive boots, apparently, Victoria.
Yeah.
She, apparently, this TV series, Peppa Pig, you don't have children. I don't know if you have friends who watch this show. I don't know the show. Do you? Have you?
I've never heard of Peppa Pig.
Peppa Pig?
Yeah, don't know.
It's an English animated television program. A lot of parents are not happy because children are finding it. So I guess I say to the parents that if you don't like it, turn it off. You're in charge of your house, not your three-year-old kid. So anyway.
Well, Jenna Bush Hager apparently also has found that the same thing is happening with her kids from Peppa Pig. So
yeah. Well, but the thing is, who's in charge? Maybe, you know, burying the lead a little bit here. Cardi B has announced that she's had enough of Peppa Pig. And her 2 or 3 year old daughter, I'm not sure, her name is Culture. Her behavior has been bad, because she runs into wet puddles and splashes everybody. And that's what Peppa Pig does. That sounds like big time, right?
Peppa Pig likes muddy puddles, apparently.
Yeah,
so
right.
A lot of parents are dealing with muddy shoes on children.
Oh, what a shame. Let your kids jump in the mud. Let them play in the dirt. For God's sakes, the helicopter parents, the next generation, I don't want my kid to get dirty. Why? That's what being a kid is all about. Let them roll around in the mud and the sand and the dirt. I mean, come on, this is silly. This woman is all dressed up in these fancy outfits, and she's got a kid's outfit that looks just like hers. You know what? You're going to. That's what's ruining the kid, not Peppa Pig. Look back, you know, shine the light back on Cardi B.
Justice
before
for
the
Peppa.
Hour. Yeah, right.
Justice for Peppa.
Andamos activos, perico, pim, pim. Billetes de 100 en el...
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed or may lose value.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Internationally known as an expert on technology, Victoria Keelan is here, 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time, with some predictions about what Americans are going to buy, and in fact what they have been buying through this past year. That's coming right up here.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
All right, as I said, first up, is an overview of what Americans are buying in terms of technology this past year. Was the list
big at
Christmas?
Well, it wasn't just technology. This is, yeah, so I'll set this up. So Refinery29 is a very popular lifestyle site. And so they put together a list of what their readers and subscribers bought in 2020. It's pretty telling, and it's actually a really good sampling when you look at the larger purchasing records of what Americans bought each month in 2020. And it paints the entire year's picture. So in January, one of the things that people bought the most were day planners. Apparently, everybody thought 2020 was going to be this great year where we were going to have lots to do. Well, a couple months later, everybody had blank pages. In February, with the lockdown looming, single ladies on that site purchased 10,000 or more personal pleasure devices, knowing that dating was not going to be an option, probably for many months. In March, one of the top Google searches was, where can I buy hand sanitizer now? I know I was one of those because I was very late in buying hand sanitizer. And so, of course, thousands of bottles were purchased in the month of March. By April, most people were investing in face masks as the CDC began strongly recommending that you wear them anytime that you're in public. In May, boredom started to set in, and the unlikely trend of the old-fashioned jigsaw puzzle dominated the shopping scene, with mass retailers around the world reporting that they were completely sold out of jigsaw puzzles. They didn't even have inventory anymore, which is something that blows my mind because I'm not really a puzzle person, but I know lots of people who got into it. Then June came around. The warmer weather started, but beaches, lakes, and public pools were closed. So people brought the pool to their own backyard, and sales of inflatable pools skyrocketed, so much so that the prices went double, triple. People were scrambling to find inflatable kiddie pools. And then in July, one of the biggest complaints seen across all of social media platforms was maskne. Those were acne breakouts caused by sweating underneath your mask. So masks made of moisture-wicking materials started selling out quickly. The ones made by Adidas and Under Armour were meant for athletes, but a lot of people started buying them because they were breathable, more breathable material, and it wasn't causing the breakouts that people were experiencing. Then in August, we realized we were probably not going to be back in an office anytime soon, and the couch is really not a great home office. So sales of office chairs, the more stylish, the more popular, they started to skyrocket. Then September hit, and it marked a notable turning point in purchases of loungewear and sweatsuits. As the weather got colder, everybody wanted to feel even cozier at home. And 2020 was actually the year that we finally invested in good mattresses. In October, Americans' shopping priorities turned to purchasing the highest-rated online mattresses, especially ones that would allow you to try them out for 30 days or more. And then November's purchases were dominated by the culinary category. Pots, pans, appliances, and kitchen tools were the biggest purchases that people made. And then in December, we turned our shopping focus to our loved ones, sending food gifts and care packages by the thousands. And essentially, that makes up all of 2020.
All right. So what would you, if I asked you to give me a few seconds on some of the big failures in technology from this past year, what would you give us?
I think education. Education has failed miserably, and we found out that millions of students have fallen behind, especially students of color. They've lost 3 to 5 months of learning time set back behind white students because most of them don't have reliable internet, and that became the big, to me and to many other people, that became the biggest, most glaring problem
Another
of 2020.
Another reason to get kids back into school, as far as I'm concerned, that's where they ought to be, frankly. Take your chances and let's send them back to school. 59 past the hour, you're listening to the DJV radio program.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at PocketsOfLight.com.